Sechs Ordes, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, until Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vov. A dead body is considered to be an Avi Avis HaTumah, which literally means the father of the fathers of impurity. It's the most severe level of impurity that exists. And although in general, when something becomes Tomei from a source of impurity, it becomes Tomei on a level one below the actual source. So for example, if there is a dead sheretz, which is a type of small animal that is a source of impurity on the level of an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity, if something touches that sheretz, then it will become a rishon hatumah, which means that it's one step removed from the av hatumah, and that is a smaller level of impurity. It can't make other people or items tomei. Only food that touches a rishon hatumah would become tomei. And so in general, something that becomes Tomei on one level lower. However, we already learnt one exception to that rule in the previous Mishnah. This exception is learnt from Psukim, that if a kli, an iter utensil, touches a dead body, so a dead body is, as it were, the grandfather Tumah, and one level below that is an av hatumah, the father impurity, as it were. So we would have thought that the kli should become an av hatumah, and in fact that is indeed the case if a person were to touch the dead body, so the person would become an av hatumah. However, it's learnt from psukim that if a kli touches a dead person, then the kli becomes tomei on exactly the same level as the dead body itself. The kli is also an avi avis hatumah, a grandfather level of impurity. So if a person or a kli touches that first kli, then they will become an av hatumah themselves. The second kli along would not become an avi avis hatumah, that would indeed become an av hatumah. In this Mishnah we're going to see an additional exception to this rule that in general an item that becomes tomei on a lower level. And this is also learnt from Psukim, and it refers to any case that a person is tomei on the level of an av hatumah, so he's tomei for 7 days with this severe level of impurity. So we've already learned that if the person were to touch another person, then the person would become a rishon hatumah. However, if the person touches a kli, then the kli becomes also an av hatumah. And because of this unique rule, we can have a case where 4 items removed from the dead body itself, meaning if the dead body touched an item which touched another item that touched another item which touched a 4th item, all of those will become tomei. And none of these items are food, which means that the 4th item is going to be at least a rishon hatumah, only 1 step removed from the primary level of an av hatumah. So how do we reach that case? Ketzad arba'a. In what case are 4 items going to become tomei from the dead body? Kelimanuing memeis, if utensils, if a kli touches the dead body, so based on the rule we learned in the previous Mishnah, the kli itself becomes on the level of an avi avos hatumah, the grandfather level of impurity, just like the dead body itself. V'odom bekelim, a person touches the kli, and he therefore becomes an av hatumah, 1 level lower. V'kelim be'odom, and then utensils, a kli touched the person. Based on the new rule of this Mishnah, the kli does not go down a level. A kli that touches a person who is an av hatumah becomes an av hatumah as well. So all 3 of these items, the kli, the person, and the kli, tomei and tumas shiva, are tomei for 7 days, and they require the more extensive purification process that involves being sprinkled with the solution containing the ashes of the parah adumah, the red cow. And then harvi'i, a 4th item, bein odom bein kelim, whether it be a person or a kli, if that touches the previous kli, the kli is on the level of an av hatumah, so then tomei tumas erev, it will become tomei until the evening, on the level of a rishon hatumah. Something which is a rishon hatumah only lasts until the end of that day. All he needs to do is go to the mikveh, which is a collection of natural water, and then at the end of the day he becomes pure. Continues the Mishnah, Om Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Yesh li chamishi, I have a case where even 5 items are able to become tomei from the dead body. And there is a large debate how exactly to understand the way that we get to 5 over here. We are going to understand that this is based on another unique law, where tumah does not go down a level when it's transferred. And over here we're referring to the tent itself. The tent or the roof, as we learnt, one of the stringencies of the impurity that comes from a dead body is that it can be transferred via tumas oihel, which is by being under the same roof as the dead body, or by being over the dead body or underneath the dead body. Now that which is the actual roof above the dead body becomes tomei on the same level as the dead body, and not only that, but to a certain degree we view it as a kind of extension of the dead body itself. That is to say, we learnt earlier that a kli that touches the dead body doesn't go down a level, and the kli itself will be considered an avi avos hatumah, that same severe level of grandfather tumah that the dead body itself has. That having been said, however, that doesn't mean that the kli is like the dead body. For example, if the kli touches another kli, then that second kli would not become an avi avos hatumah, it would go down a level. Because the second kli didn't touch the dead body itself, it touched the kli that touched the dead body. However, over here, the tent or the roof which is above the dead body is considered to be exactly like the dead body itself, which means that if a kli touches that item that was a roof over the dead body, then the kli will become an avi avos hatumah, that grandfather level of impurity, just like if the kli had touched the dead body itself, or become tomei from the dead body itself in any way. And based on this, we can have a case where five items become tomei: hashfud hatochov ba'oihel, a pole that has been stuck into a tent, into a roof. I'm going to understand this to mean that the pole touched the outside of the tent. The pole wasn't inside the tent, so it couldn't become tomei from the dead body itself by being under the same roof, but it became tomei from the roof itself. It had contact with the roof. So in this case, ha'oihel, the tent itself, the hashfud, and the pole, both of those are going to be considered avi avos hatumah, that primary top level, what's called grandfather tumah, the odom hanogeh b'hashfud, and then a person who touches the pole, he will become an av hatumah, the kelim b'odom, and then if a kli touches the person, the kli becomes tumah on the same level as the person, because the person is an av hatumah. So all four items, tumeim tumas shiva, will be tumei for 7 days. The first two are an avi avos hatumah, and the second two items are an av hatumah. And then a chamishiyei, fifth item, bein odom bein kelim, whether it be a person or a kli and a utensil, tumei tumas erev, would be tumei until the evening on the level of a rishon hatumah, one step removed from the primary level of an av hatumah. Omru loy, the Chachom said to Rabbi Akiva, the reason why we didn't count this case and the maximum that we could get to is four items is because eino oil mischashev, we don't count the tent as a separate step to the dead body itself. Since the whole understanding is that the roof is considered to be somewhat of an extension of the dead body, so we just consider it to be as if the pole that touched the tent, it had contact and it became tomei from the dead body itself, and therefore the roof is not counted as one of the steps, so this would also be a case of four items becoming tomei from the dead body. Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah somewhat summarizes some of the laws that have been learned already in the first three Mishnayos. Odom v'kelim mitamim b'meis, a person as well as utensils can become tomei from a dead body. Chomer ba'odom v'kelim, there is a stringency that exists with regards to a person who becomes tomei with this kind of impurity, and that is a stringency which exists more than with kelim that become tomei with this kind of impurity. Uva kelim in ba'odom, and on the other hand, in a certain sense, kelim, utensils that become tomei with this impurity, are more strict than a person who becomes tomei with this impurity. In what way are kelim considered more strict? Sha kelim shalosha, because utensils which have contact, which receive the impurity of the dead body, if there are only kelim and there are no people involved, then shalosha, three kelim would become tomei. What does that mean? That means if a kli touches the dead body, it becomes tomei on the level of an avi avos hatumah, this exact same level as the dead body. If another kli touches the first kli, it goes down a level to an av hatumah, and a third kli that touches it would be a rishon hatumah, one step removed from the primary av hatumah level. Whereas v'ha'odom, a person who becomes tomei from a dead body, if there are no utensils involved, then shnayim, only two people would become tomei. The person who has in contact with a dead body becomes tomei on the level of an av hatumah, it goes down a level, just like most transfers of impurity, and a person who touches the first person will become a rishon hatumah, one step removed from the primary av hatumah level. So in that sense, kelim are more strict. On the other hand, chomer ba'odom, a stringency that exists with regards to a person, is the unique law that we learned in the beginning of the previous Mishnah, that a person has the ability to make a kli tomei on the same level as the person. whereas a kli can never make something else tomei on the same level. Shekol zman shubo emtza, that in any case where the person is in the middle, meaning you have a kli that became tomei from a dead body, and then a person, and then a kli, hein arba'a, then there are four items altogether that can become tomei, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. The illustration and practical example of that principle of a person making a kli tomei on the same level as the person. But if the person is not in the middle between the two kelim, so then the kelim only have the ability to reach hein shalosha, to reach three items becoming tomei. So this is a certain unique law that applies to a person in terms of the transfers of this kind of impurity. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah also compares a person and kelim in terms of their ability to become tomei and make other things tomei. A zov is a person who has become tomei with a certain level of impurity as a result of certain substances coming out of his male organ, and a zov is a classic example of somebody who is an av hatuma, he's on a primary level of impurity, and he is able to transfer what is known as tumas midros, which means that any item whose purpose is for supporting the weight of a person, if it supports the weight of the Zov, then that item becomes a Av HaTumah as well. This is the concept of Tumas Midros. But first, the Mishnah talks about a case where a person or an item just touches the Zov. If it only touches the Zov, then it will become Tomei on the level of a Rishon LeTumah. And in general, a Rishon LeTumah, something that is one step lower than the primary level of an Av HaTumah, cannot make another person or Kli Tomei. A person or kli can only become tomei from an avatumah, but not from a rishon letumah. That having been said, there is another concept. We're introducing a lot of concepts at the beginning of the Masechta, and this is called tumah b'chiburin. This was mentioned a couple of times in Maseches Kelim. Tumah b'chiburin means that if at the same time that the person is touching the source of impurity, he is also touching something else, then that other item will become tomei together with the person. The impurity extends over the entire person for as long as he is touching the source of impurity, and it makes the item tomei as well. But this only applies to a person who is touching the source of impurity. And that's what the Mishnah says over here. Odom of Godom mitam bazov, a person as well as clothes can become tomei from a zov. Clothes is just an example of any kli, but it's, I guess, the most common example, as well as the example that the Torah gives. A stringency that exists with a person more than with the clothes, and of abogodim ba'odom, on the other hand, there's also a stringency that exists with clothes more than with regards to people. What is the stringency that exists more with a person? She'odom hanagea b'zov metamim b'godim. A person who is touching the zov, as long as he is still touching the zov, the source of impurity, he would make his clothes tomei as well, or any item that he is touching at the same time. This is the concept of tumah b'chiburin, that as long as he is touching the source of impurity, the tumah extends over the entire person and makes another item tomei as well. But v'ein begodim hanogim bazov mitam begodim, clothes or any item, any utensil, a kli that is touching the zov would not make another kli that it's touching at the same time tomei. Now the Mishnah talks about the stringency that exists with clothes, and this concerns Tumas Midros. Once again, Tumas Midros refers to the law that if a Zov, or somebody on the same level of impurity, supports his weight on an item which is designated for the purpose of supporting one's weight on, then that item will become an Av HaTumah, that primary level of impurity, on the same level as the Zov, instead of going down a level. But as we mentioned, it only applies to something whose designated purpose is for supporting the weight of a Zov. So automatically, that doesn't apply to a person. Shabagodim anosin es hazov mitamen adam. Clothes that support the weight of a Zov would make a person who touches those clothes later on tomei. That's another way of saying that it's an avatuma. A person who touches a rishon letuma would not become tomei. So if we see that a person who touches the clothes becomes tomei, that is a proof that the clothes are an avatuma. And the reason for that is because people occasionally sit on their clothes, they use their clothes as a kind of cushion, and therefore clothes can become tomei by tumas midros, ve'in odom hanoseis hazov mitamei odom, whereas a person who supports the weight of a zov, he carries a zov, he would not make another person who he touches later on Tomei, because a person is certainly not designated, one of the uses of a person is not for supporting the weight of a different person. Tomas Medros is not relevant at all in terms of people, and this is therefore a stringency that exists with the clothes and other kelim more so than with people. Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah teaches a general law with regards to Tumas Meis, the impurity that comes from a dead body. Odom Eino Matame Agitates in Afshoy. A person only is a source of this severe level of impurity once his soul leaves him, once he has actually died. Va'afilu Meguyod. Even if he is cut up, va'afilu Geises. Even if he's on his deathbed and he's certainly not going to live, he does not become a source of impurity until he's actually dead. And likewise, for other laws that require a person to be dead, this is the case. For example, there is a law of Yibum. If a person gets married and dies without children, there is a mitzvah upon the brother of the man who died to marry the widow, the wife of the person who died. And this is dependent on two factors. One is that at the time of death, the person who died had an alive brother who's able to perform the mitzvah of Yibum with his wife. And the second factor that this is dependent upon is that he does not have any alive children at the time of his death. And once again, this is dependent on if the person is actually dead already or he's alive. Even if he's about to die, he's considered to be alive. So if the person is, let's say, cut up, he's about to die, but he hasn't yet died, zoikik la yibum, he would be a cause for the obligation of yibum. This is referring to the brother. If the brother is just about alive, then there would be a mitzvah of yibum, upoitermina yibum, and if the son of the person who died is just about alive at the time of the death, that's enough to exempt the obligation of yibum. There wouldn't be an obligation at all, a mitzvah, even if he later on dies, because at the time of the death, the person who died did have a child. The next law which the Mishnah connects to this idea of somebody being alive or dead is with regards to eating truma. Truma is a certain portion of a farmer's produce that is obligated to give to a kohen, and only a kohen and his family are allowed to eat truma. The food has a certain level of sanctity, and somebody who's not a kohen is not allowed to eat it. However, a woman who comes from a family of non-kohanim and marries a kohen, as long as she's married to the kohen, she's allowed to eat truma just like her husband. As well as that, even if her husband dies, but there remains alive a child that she had from that husband who was a kohen, for example, she has a son who is a kohen who is alive, that also allows her to continue to be able to eat truma. So the status of the woman follows her husband, and if her husband has died, it follows her children as long as she has children from that marriage. The same applies for the opposite. If she was a kohen, she came from a family of kohanim, and she married a person who wasn't a kohen, as long as she's married to him, she's not allowed to eat truma. And if her husband dies but she has a child who's still alive, then also she's not allowed to eat truma. Only if her son, any children that she has from that marriage, would die, then she can go back to eating truma, just like she could do before she was originally married. And all of this is dependent on whether the child is alive or dead. Ma'achil batruma, a child who is just about alive, even if he's about to die, still allows her to eat truma if the child is a kohen. And if the child is not a kohen, then it would likewise upoisel batruma, he would invalidate her and make it forbidden for her to eat truma as long as he is alive, even if he is on the verge of dying. Continues the Mishnah, v'chein behema v'chaya, the same applies to a regular domesticated animal or a more wild animal. Einon mitamin agitates nafshon, they don't become a source of impurity until they've fully died. Dead animals are also a source of impurity. They're not on the same level as a dead human, but they are also a source of impurity if they don't have a proper valid slaughter. However, the Mishnah does add that Hutz Roshehen, if their heads have been cut off, Afal Pishim Farksin, even if the animal is still jumping about, Tomein, the animal is already Tomei because it's considered to be dead. The muscles might still have certain instinctive movements, but that's not a proof that the animal is considered to be alive. Kagon Zonov Shalotosh Mifarkeses, for example, the tail of a lizard which is moving about and jerking. This is just a classic example of an animal that does this even once it has been killed.